We are in the midst of Glaucoma Awareness Week. It's known as the Silent Thief of Sight. We'll find out why. And we'll also hear a little bit more about the International Glaucoma Association, which has this week become Glaucoma UK. Now, joining me today, we have Karen Osborne, who is the Chief Exec of Glaucoma UK. And we have Philip Bloom, who is a consultant ophthalmic surgeon. Philip, if I can come to you first of all, tell us a little bit about the condition itself. What actually happens to the eye, and what does it actually do to someone's vision?
Well, glaucoma is an eye condition where the optic nerve becomes unhealthy. A variety of factors, genetic and other, play a part. And one of the things that distinguishes glaucoma from other potentially blinding eye conditions is that it affects your peripheral vision, and therefore it can be undetected until surprisingly advanced. The good thing about glaucoma is it's a treatable condition. With appropriate treatment and monitoring, we can keep patients sighted and make, hopefully, the condition not affect their quality of life. That's our aim. The treatment is often by drops or laser or very simple means, affecting the pressure in the eye. The pressure is the only treatable risk factor, and there are people with raised pressure who don't have glaucoma, and it's also possible to have glaucoma without the pressure being raised, but there is a strong association between the two. And the message is it's a slowly progressive and completely treatable condition, which does need to be picked up by an eye health care professional. It is a condition that can affect people without them knowing it. And there is some evidence that if treatment is applied promptly, that some of the damage can be reversed, but it's a small amount. So the best we generally hope for is to stop it from getting worse. And with modern treatments, I have to say, we're getting very good at doing that.
Would you say, Philip, that the coronavirus pandemic has had, say, a detrimental effect on eye appointments? When you look at outpatient departments, that they're probably, you know, when it comes to sight, that's probably the biggest amount of patients, and people are probably more wary about going to hospital or clinics at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, more or less overnight, eye services stopped providing routine services. Emergency conditions continued and treatments for other conditions like macular degeneration, the injection services often continued, but routine monitoring stopped. That's appropriate and safe for a slowly progressive condition like glaucoma. We can postpone an appointment. We endeavoured to contact every patient. We spoke to many of them personally and actually reassured them that they would not come to any harm due to the delay. Also, we've had a lot of time to plan how we're going to restart services, which is what we're doing now, getting through the backlog of patients who have been postponed, but also getting back on track, seeing the many, many people who need regular monitoring. But the services that our patients come back to will be very different, almost unrecognizable from the ones they left 4 months ago. Waiting areas are less full. The patient pathway is quicker, swifter, leaner. We're always careful to disinfect equipment. And, you know, services are going to be provided in a much more patient-centered manner. So, sad and awful though COVID has been in many ways, I think it will leave a positive legacy to some extent and in some services.
We also have with us Karen Osborne, who is the Chief Executive of Glaucoma UK. Karen, I was going to say happy birthday. It was kind of, isn't it? Because you've changed your name, your brand, and a very apt week to do that.
It does feel a little bit like a birthday, actually. We kind of want to celebrate, but given what's going on in the wider world, that also feels a bit inappropriate. So we are very excited. I think Glaucoma Awareness Week is important because, as Philip said, glaucoma, it's a bit of a sneaky disease. It's asymptomatic and it's not very well understood. And really, because there's no cure, the only thing that we can do to help people with glaucoma is to raise awareness and make sure that it's caught early. So I think the purpose of what we're trying to do with a name change and with the Awareness Week is to get people to kind of change their attitude towards their eye health. So people know that they have to go to the dentist for regular checkups, no matter how horrible that might be. But people don't think about eyes in the same way. And that's what we're trying to change. We're trying to get across the message that an eye health check is just that. It's not just about whether you need to wear glasses or not. It's much more than that. It looks at the health of the eye. So we're really encouraging, now that opticians are starting to open up again, if they haven't had a check for a while, put one in the diary.
When you talk to people, and there's been a lot of research around this about the thing that they would not want to lose, the sight is really at the top because vision is everything, yet we're so lax about even just those regular checks.
I mean, there are a few barriers to why people don't have eye health checks. I think the expense is one thing. Sometimes people don't know. A lot of people are eligible for free checks. I mean, in Scotland, nobody pays for eye health checks, which is brilliant. But an awful lot of people in the rest of the UK will be eligible for free eye health checks. And you can go on our website and see if that applies to you. Also, people might be scared because they don't understand what happens if they've never been before. Some people, you know, might feel a little bit hesitant about reading the letters out on the chart if they're scared of getting that wrong. So I think we want to get across the message that there are all sorts of ways around this. It's not a frightening thing. It's not an expensive thing. I'm eligible for free eye tests because my mum had glaucoma. And so I'm over 40. I had a close relative with glaucoma. So that means that I'm at higher risk. So I'm eligible for free, more regular eye health checks.
Yeah, please do go and make that appointment. Karen, you know, Glaucoma UK doesn't just campaign or improve our understanding of glaucoma. You're there to support people and their families as well. Is that a big part of what you still do?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's really important that people are able to find, you know, sources of informed specialist advice elsewhere. So our helpline has been fairly busy there to provide really valuable help and reassurance to the number of people who are really worried about delayed, cancelled appointments. That's a real concern. So, yeah, we're really pleased that we've managed to keep running a pretty much a full service throughout lockdown.
Karen, we'd love people to get involved more with Glaucoma Awareness Week, but also to have a look at the shiny new website as well. Get in touch with the helpline if they do have any questions or any worries, any concerns. What's the best way to do that?
Well, if you just type glaucoma.uk into your browser, you should find our website immediately. There's lots of information on there. All the helpline details are on there. We produce a wide range of advice and information booklets as well. They can be downloaded from the website, or if people prefer paper copies, we'll send those out for free. If you have any health or social care professionals listening, we will send those out in bulk if you'd like to local sight loss societies or hospital eye clinics. So there's a lot we can do to support professionals as well. We're also really active on social media at the moment. So Twitter, Facebook, we're putting lots of eye health messages out there. So please, if you could follow us, like us, retweet our messages, that would be really helpful. And one final thing that we're really excited about is we're about to launch some digital webinars. So part of what Glaucoma UK does is facilitate face-to-face glaucoma support groups, usually in eye clinics, but of course that's just not possible at the moment. So we've gone online, and next week we're going to be launching our first webinars, which follow the kind of normal patterns that a face-to-face group would follow. So there's usually a consultant or a pharmacist, a nurse talking about different aspects of glaucoma, and then we'll have an interactive Q&A with people who've dialed in. So we're really excited about that. We've had very nice feedback about it. So there's a range of different topics being covered.
Yes, please do go have a look at the website, make those eye appointments if it's been a while, and do get along to get your eyes checked. For the moment then, to Karen and to Philip, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Bye now.
Thank you.